The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Hi, good morning. This is the Dana Cortez Show. Who is this?
This is Angela Johnson Reyes.
Let's go.
What's up, Angela Johnson Reyes?
Angela Johnson Reyes, welcome. Hey,
girl. Hello.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm over here just driving in the rain.
Hi, y'all.
Real safe.
Yeah, I was going to say, yay.
Driving in the rain, doing an interview.
Gosh, okay.
Do you know?
You got to know what you got to do. You're a mom. You got to do multiple tasks at one time. You can't be just pulling over and being safe and stuff. Come on.
You okay. Know? Like, who has time for pulling over? Just kidding. This is very dangerous. I'm on Bluetooth, everybody. I'm not holding my phone. Don't worry about it. I'm on Bluetooth.
Listen, let's talk about this. Like, life is different for you. Mama, you're going out on the road again. Is this really your seventh special?
This is my seventh one. I just wrapped up my tour, and at the end of my tour, we film a special, and we just released it on YouTube. Oh, it's called Ugly Baby. It's my seventh one. I directed this special. It's my first time directing. Self-produced, self-financed, written, directed by your homegirl, Angela Johnson Reyes.
Wow. Super impressive.
Let's go. So how have things changed, though? You know, we talked about, you know, you being a mom, and I'm throwing that out there on purpose, because how are you going to get home by 10? You can't be out late no more, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, exactly. And I have the Aura ring, you know, that tracks your sleep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And there'll be times where I'm walking out on stage, and my Aura ring will be like, girl, time to go to bed. And I'm like, yeah.
Like, are you taking the fam on the road with you?
Oh, yeah. We did a tour bus. I had my daughter, my husband. We had a nanny. The whole team, everybody's on the bus. And my daughter, she's such a trooper, you know? Like, wherever we are, she's as long as we're there, she don't care. You know what I mean?
Really?
So she loved it on the bus. She loved the bunk and, you know, just the whole, we're in a different city all the time. She has no clue. We went to, like, every children's museum across the country. It was so fun.
That is amazing, though. What a blessing to be able to travel with your family. It's like Selena's bus. But with way more money.
Exactly.
With way more money, though.
It really is.
Girl, you on next level. You're not going to let that and our nanny slip by and me not address that. Uh-huh. Let's talk about the nanny. How did you hire a nanny? What happened?
Okay. So my nanny, she is... She only speaks in Spanish to my daughter.
Okay.
So my daughter is learning Spanish, which means I also have to learn Spanish. Okay. I've been saying for a long time that I'm going to learn Spanish. I never do anything about it, but now I for sure have to, because I got to make sure they're not talking about behind my back.
They already are, girl. They already are. And by the way, you need to be able to communicate with your child. So how is that?
I know. Exactly. Exactly. So now. For sure. I'm learning Spanish now, and so is my daughter. And let me tell you, there's times where I forget that I don't speak Spanish because I think that I think Spanish thoughts. They
think
just
Spanish
come out
thoughts.
English. They come out English, and I can't help it.
I swear to God, I know exactly what you're talking about, because that happens to me almost on the daily. Where
really,
my wife speaks Spanish, and everybody in our family speaks Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, because I'll start going off on auto. Obviously, we're married, and I'll start saying something in Spanish, and he understands me, but he answers in English. You know what I mean? He can't go. He doesn't know how to communicate in Spanish.
The Uber drivers never know what's going on, because they'll be talking to her in Spanish, and I answer them in English, and they're like, ¿Comprendo? ¿Comprendo?
Yeah, see? Yeah, exactly. And there's times, too, like, I see a situation happening where I see somebody who doesn't speak English trying to talk to somebody who doesn't speak Spanish, and I'd be like, come on, let me go help. Girl, what am I going to do?
Okay, does the nanny cook?
Yeah, she does, but I actually enjoy cooking. Like, I love it. There's times where... I'd be defrosting some meat because, you know, we got to get that cocoa meat put in the freezer and, you know, stock it up, right? And there's time I'll be defrosting the meat and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to make this, this, and this. And then I get back and then she already made it. And I'd I'd be like, oh, that's not what I was going to do, but thank you so much.
You're the lady of the house. That's your kitchen. She's trying to do good, but I understand exactly what you're saying. Gosh.
But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for help so that I can do things like be on the radio all morning, and I'm calling people every 15 minutes, and you know, she's need breakfast and all of that. I come out, I'll get like a 5-minute break, and I'll come out of my room, and I'd be like, you good? And she'll be like, mas cream cheese.
Okay, now let me ask you, what was the birth like, girl? You're there, you're having the baby. Are you thinking funny thoughts, or are you thinking, what the hell is happening right now?
No, so, okay, I had a C-section, and I had to because I had a surgery previously that damaged my uterus. So they were like, hey, if you go into labor, your uterus could explode. And I'm like, okay, let's probably not do that.
No.
And so I had a C-section, and probably the whole pregnancy, I was binge watching Chicago PD, okay? So Chicago PD was my pregnancy show. Then when it came time to go have my baby, all I kept thinking about was Chicago PD. And like all the episodes, like that was my peace and comfort. Like when I'm getting an epidural in my back, I'm thinking about that one episode in Chicago PD when they got the bad guy, you know what I mean? So I wasn't thinking funny really, but I was thinking crime shows.
Okay. That I've never seen Chicago PD, so it's not like Cops.
Nah, girl, it's like a grittier Law and Order.
Okay, SVU. Got it.
Yeah,
because I was thinking, are you singing Bad Boy, what you gonna do? I'm like, what's happening in your head? Well, I'm very excited for you. I'm very excited for this.
How did you come up with the name Ugly Baby for the new special?
Okay, so everybody asked, like, surely you're not talking about your own baby, are you? And let's keep it 100 for a second, you guys. There are ugly babies out there.
There are.
Whether you want to be real about it or not, that's all right. I don't need you to be real. I already know I got my own eyeballs. I can see it for myself, okay? There are some ugly babies out there, and I respect a parent who could keep it 100 and be like, yeah, my baby was ugly. That's just the truth. You know what I mean? Like, I respect that. Now, I'm not talking about my own baby. I'm talking about me. I was the ugly baby.
I don't believe it.
Oh, let me tell you. I look at some of my baby pictures. I was like, Mom, did you drink alcohol? What is this?
Did you drink alcohol? Angela, oh, my gosh. You know that a mother looks at their child, though, Angela, and no matter what your child looks like when they're born, you feel like they're beautiful. And then you look back at the pictures later and you're like, not so much.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why I say I can respect a parent that can look at their baby and be like, they was on the struggle bus a little bit. Because I have some friends, let me tell you, I have some friends that have some other babies. And some of my friends will be like, oh my gosh, my baby was so ugly. And I respect that. I'm like, yeah, girl, we know. And then I got some other friends that had an ugly baby. I'm telling you, this baby, like, I was like, let's make sure you're okay. You know what I mean? Like, this was an ugly, ugly baby. And this friend, she don't know it. She's like, my baby was so beautiful. And we're like, oh, okay. Yeah, girl, sure. And then it's like, I'm not going to be the one to tell her. That's not my business. You know what I mean?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Whenever I have a friend or an acquaintance who brings a baby around who's not so cute, I'm like, oh, they're so little. That's what I say. That way you give them love, girl.
Yep. Or you start complimenting the things that, of course, are going to be cute. Like, mira, look at her little hands.
Yes.
They're so cute and little.
Hey, you're bilingual. You said mira. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Queen, let me tell you. I can order real good. Por favor, quiero una taco y taco de res, por favor, taquito una.
There you go. That's all you need, bilingual. When does the tour start? Okay. When does everything kick off?
Okay, it's already done. I already finished my tour. This is just my special that's out now on YouTube, and it's available for everybody. It's free. is Ugly Baby on YouTube. You can, it's family friendly, so you can watch it with your grandma in the room. You can watch it with your kids in the room. While you're doing laundry, while you're cooking dinner, while your kids are playing. Like, you can watch it with everybody in the room, and it's family friendly, and it's on YouTube for free. It's Ugly Baby.
I love that it's on YouTube for free because, of course, we can all watch it, but you're still making your dollars to help pay for that nanny. You know what I mean? But you're giving it to everybody to enjoy. I mean, people, that's the number one way to get content right now is YouTube.
That's right. And it's my first time directing my special.
Yes.
And I have three specials on YouTube right now. I've had specials on Netflix, Comedy Central. You can go on Amazon and stream a special. And I have three of them on YouTube. So you can go and watch Technically Not Stalking. You can watch Stay at Walt. And you can watch my newest one, Ugly Baby.
Now, do you ever think back, Angela, to the beginning of this amazing career and the nail tech moment that went viral before viral was even a thing, girl? Do you ever think back and imagine yourself right here where you are today?
I would have never imagined it because, listen, I didn't even want to be a comedian in the beginning. This was a free class, joke writing class that I took at a church. Because I was going to this church and they offered classes on Tuesday nights, like acting classes, dance classes, and there was a joke writing stand-up comedy class. And I wrote this nail salon joke, had no idea that stand-up comedy was going to be in my future because I just wanted to be an actress. And next thing you know, this brand new thing called YouTube blows up my spot. This nail salon video goes viral. And here I am, 7 one-hour specials later, and I'm so grateful.
I got chills. It was divine intervention. Yes, baby!
Yes, queen. It really was. Thank you.
Angela Johnson, watch her special now on YouTube. It's called Ugly Baby. She's clarified it's not about her baby. We love you, Angela. Thank you so much.
Woo! Love you. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.